feathers, fables, and dinosaurs.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful family book, The Dinosaurs of Eden.
Many top dinosaur experts met at an event called DinoFest to discuss their fossils. Now, one of the talks was about the origin of feathers, and it went something like this, all quite remarkable. If we started with a bump in the skin of a dinosaur, we can understand how feathers developed. All we would need is for the bump to form a spike in the center. And if this spike was hollow, and if we had the genetic machinery to create a follicle, and if we had the material to grow a feather, and if we had the additional genetic information to turn on and off growth, then a feather could form. You know what? This isn't science. It's a fable. But it's frankly typical of the way many evolutionists can talk. They didn't even try to offer answers to all of their ifs. Real science shows that the genetic information for feathers just can't arise by chance. It must originate with an intelligence, the Creator, as taught in the book of Genesis.
Ken Ham will answer more of your questions about dinosaurs in his fascinating 50-minute DVD. It's yours for a donation of any size. Call our ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Get Ken's well-produced DVD on dinosaurs when you call our nonprofit ministry at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.